We're celebrating a decade of the Academic Minute this week with one segment from each year. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And on this segment from 2015, Ron Mallett, Research Professor of Physics at the University of Connecticut, inspired us by studying time travel.
When I first got inspired to study time travel, I had to be very secretive. As a young physicist, you don't broadcast widely that your research is fueled by your passion to go back in time to see your father, who in my case died of a heart attack when I was only 10 years old. Instead, I cloaked my urge to understand time travel by studying black holes. But in fact, black holes and time travel are related. I knew from my studies of Einstein's theories that the strong gravity of rotating black holes could affect time. And I wondered if the gravity of circulating light, such as that created by very strong lasers, could mimic the conditions in a rotating black hole and send information into the past and future. It took many years, but finally I proved through some complex mathematics that yes, circulating light could, in theory, create a space-time loop. I showed that a string of subatomic particles or neutrons could be arranged so that some point up while others point down, representing zeros and ones. These zeros and ones can then encode a binary message, which could be sent into the past or the future. Now, this doesn't mean that a time machine will be realized anytime soon. I'm the theoretical guy. The experimental physicist will have to take on the daunting and very expensive role of testing my theory. This year, we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Einstein's theory of relativity. So, although I don't expect a time machine to be a reality in my lifetime, I do consider my part in this process a fitting tribute to Einstein and a loving tribute to my father.
That was Ron Mallett of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.